This is the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. It's Tuesday morning, February 24th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Galveston's $100 million cruise terminal and 9 meters visitors drive tourism amid sea level rise. Battle. Galveston, Texas Mayor Craig Brown discussed the city's new $100 million cruise terminal investment and record-setting tourism on the Building Texas show. The terminal expansion aims to make Galveston the fourth largest cruise port in the U.S., expecting 2 million passengers in 2026. The city is also battling sea level rise with infrastructure upgrades and investing in higher education to retain talent in key sectors.
Remural Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, appoints Fabrice David as independent director. Mr. David, a seasoned scientific leader with 2 decades of experience in fusion-related energy science and advanced nuclear phenomena, will provide oversight as the company advances its Texatron platform and expands its patent portfolio. The company also progresses towards SEC registration filing.
Avanta Pure Trem launches sustainable tubing product, EcoFlex TB. Avanta Pure has unveiled EcoFlex, a sustainable TPE tubing for biopharmaceutical and pharmaceutical applications. The new product reduces the carbon footprint by approximately 25% compared to traditional TPE. EcoFlex is sealable, weldable, and available in various configurations, including single-use systems. Avanta Pure will introduce EcoFlex at the ISPE CASA event in Raleigh, NC, in collaboration with Carolina Components Group, emphasizing their commitment to sustainability.
Interstage turns farm waste into biofuel. Interstage announces the launch of its renewable energy initiative, converting farm waste into biofuel and carbon-storing soil products. By utilizing agricultural residues like cashew shells and palm fruit waste, Interstage shows how sustainability can work in the real world. This approach reduces emissions, supports industrial energy needs, and demonstrates that renewable solutions can start at the farm level, benefiting farmers, industries, the environment, communities, investors, and the planet.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.